From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump, quote, lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would, quote, totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those comments in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." Ri said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. Senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats, according to the South Korean Foreign Ministry. A South Korean lawmaker says North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center about a year ago. The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's statements, and the U.S. Defense Department has declined to comment. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal and questioned whether it was time to revoke the network's government license to operate. Officials at a meeting, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News. Turkey is calling for normalization with the United States following rising diplomatic tensions between the NATO allies. The dispute has already resulted in the unprecedented restrictions on the issuance of visas in both countries. Correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking at a meeting of provincial governors, appeared to reach out to Washington in a bid to defuse rising diplomatic tensions.
Ülkemize yakışanı yaptık.
Our wish is that relations between the two allies get back to normal soon. We, as Turkey, will not give up on common sense at a time when regional and global tensions have been rising, Yildirim said. Relations have been deeply strained following the arrest of a local U.S. consulate employee on terrorism and espionage charges in relation to a failed coup last year against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Those tensions have resulted in both sides severely restricting the issuance of visas. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for Wednesday's triple suicide bomb attack on the main police headquarters building in Damascus, Syria. At least two people were killed and several others injured. ISIS issued a statement via the Telegram messaging app saying three fighters with explosive belts carried out the attack. India's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a man having sex with a wife under the age of 18 constitutes rape. The landmark ruling changed an exception to a previous law which did not criminalize sex with minors if the two were married, declaring Wednesday that 18 is the age of consent, quote, for all purposes. The court did not rule on marital rape, which is not illegal in India. After a brief reprieve of calmer winds and cooler temperatures, the wildfires in the western U.S. state of California grew overnight Wednesday to nearly two dozen, and officials said the death toll has now grown to 17. The Boy Scouts of America announced Wednesday that it would allow girls to join its clubs at various levels. In a statement, the Boy Scouts chief scout executive, Michael Serbaugh, said, "The decision is true to the BSA's mission and core values. The values of scouting, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, kind, brave, and reverent, are important for both young men and women. Starting in 2018, girls will be able to join Cub Scouts. These clubs will be single-gender. Older girls will be able to become the highest rank of Eagle Scout." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.